Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Flower City Park, Palmyra, Missouri. Class 2 District 5 playoff softball. Tonight's matchup, the Clark County Lady Indians face off with the Monroe City Panthers. A great game ahead of us tonight. The rain has held off. The crew here at Palmyra has done a great job here at Flower City Park. Field looks great. Any places that were a little damp earlier, they got a little dust down put in them. They're all set up. Everything looks great. We're ready to go. Monroe City takes the field, and we're set and ready to go for playoff action. Let's run them down for Monroe City. Center fielder will be Carly Youngblood. The catcher, Mackenzie Moss. Shortstop, Audrey Youngblood. Right field, Taylor Pfaff. Pitching will be Lucy Pratt. J.C. Johnson will be at second base. Third base will be Kiara Nash. Adriana White at first. And left field is Abigail Smith. That's the field for Monroe City. Clark County will take the plate first. The batting order for the Lady Indians, Alexis Ellison starting us off. Allison Fox will follow her. Allie Hayden in the three spot. The cleanup hitter will be Olivia Miller. Ashton Ebling will follow her. Then Blair Webster, Gloria Shannon, Hannah Hill, and Aaron Bash in that order. I think the key this afternoon for Clark County is getting the bats going early as possible. Monroe City, with a couple of players out, their best pitcher having to miss this game with illness. Femler Girl is a dandy, and she can't be here today. So on the mound is going to be Lucy Pratt. Clark County will have to get the bats rolling early and often because this Monroe City team will put up the points. There is no doubt about it. It looks like we're set. And Coach Parker has a talk with his leadoff hitter, Alexis Ellison. She steps in, and here we go. Playoff action on JMEM. First pitch outside, 1-0 on Alexis Ellison. The second pitch from Pratt, and we lay down the bunt. Back to the pitcher, over to first. White comes up with a good dig, and one down. One up, one down for the Lady Indians as we look now to Allie Fox. Steps in, here comes Pratt, and we bunt foul it right straight back and off the fence. 0-1 will be the count on Allie Fox. Lucy Pratt toes the rubber, brings it on, and right through it on the changeup. Allie Fox bit. She was a little bit ahead of it. She knew it from the look on her face down to Coach Parker. She knew all about that one. And we try the slap bunt and right down the left field line and over the fence. We bring on another ball. And Lucy Pratt steps in, winds, fires, and the swinging slap bunt attempt, no good. A strikeout, two down for the Lady Indians. Stepping into the box now is the catcher, Allie Hayden. Solid, solid catcher, nice for the ball player. She's ready to go. See if she can get things started for the Lady Indians. First pitch, a change up, high and outside, 1-0. The count on Allie Hayden. Allie steps back, gets her coach signs, and the pitch. Second one outside, 2-0. Can Clark County mount a two-out rally in the top of the first? We'll soon find out as Allie Hayden steps in. The pitch and a shot. Two shortstops. She comes up with it over to first. 1-2-3 inning for Clark County. We'll set the defense for Clark County, give you the batting order for Monroe City as they come up It'll be Carla Youngblood, followed by Mackenzie Ross, Audrey Youngblood in the three spot. The cleanup hitter will be the pitcher, Taylor Pfaff. Lucy Pratt will follow her, J.C. Johnson, then Kiara Nash, Adriana White, and Abigail Smith will round out the batting order for the Lady Panthers as the Lady Indians take the field. They get them set around the horn at third base. Third base for Clark County will be Olivia Miller. Shortstop is Gloria Shannon. Second base is the position of Hope Ross. First base is Ashton Shebling. The pitcher is Alexis Ellison. And the catcher, as we just told you, is Allie Hayden. In the outfield, it's Aaron Bash in left. Carly Youngblood Allison Fox in center. And right is Miss Webster, Blair Webster, in right field. So there's your defense for the Lady Indians. The meeting on the mound, the girls break it up, and they say, let's play softball. Here we go. Alexis Ellison, the hard-throwing pitcher for the Lady Indians, steps in. The umpire says, let's go. Let's play ball. First pitch from Ellison, right down the middle, strike one, and a 0-1 count as Carly Youngblood steps back in. Next pitch, high and tight, 1-1 the count. All kinds of excitement tonight. Football, softball, we got it all on KMEM for you tonight. And it goes 2-1 as the next pitch is a little bit high. Next pitch, Wines fires. It's high as well, 3-1. Alexis Ellison's first pitch right down the middle. The next three have been a little bit too high. Might be a little bit too excited about this start. She'll get calmed down and bring the heat. She toes the rubber, steps back in. Youngblood's ready. And the first pitch there, right by her. Full count, 3-2. Youngblood got a small piece of it, but not enough to stop the heat from Ellison. And the next one is slapped and deep to the fence. Lands at the base of the fence. Carly comes into second. They stop her there, hold her up, and a leadoff double. To left center for Carly Youngblood. Mackenzie Moss to the plate. Can she send Youngblood around to score? Nobody down. Bottom of the first inning. Monroe City, Clark County. Alexis Ellison is ready. First pitch right by her. Nice pitch. No balls, one strike. Mackenzie Moss steps back in. Now she's seen what Ellison can bring her. She's going to try to line it out here, and she does, but pulls it foul out of play down the left field line. And that's an 0-2 count now. Got herself in a little bit of a hole, does the Monroe City catcher. Got to protect the plate now. Clark County fans looking for the strikeout here. Fight your way out of a leadoff double. Another one jerked foul down the left field line and out of play. Mackenzie Moss. First pitch by her, the next two fouled off. 0-2 the count. And a shot picked up by the third baseman over to first. One down there, and hustling back is Youngblood to second. Well, I ground out to third in the books. As we look now to Audrey Youngblood. Carly Youngblood stands on second, trying to get Audrey to bring her around. Clark County trying to shut that down. One down, first pitch right by her, 1-0. 0-1 the count. Alexis Ellison back to the mound. Wines fires. That one's a little bit low, and it's 1-1 on Audrey Youngblood. And a changeup fools her all the way around. Saw the heat first, went after the changeup. One ball, two strikes. And the wind, the pitch, and right by her, struck her out. As Taylor Pfaff steps in. Outside with the first pitch, 1-0. And right down the middle of the second pitch, 1-1 the count for Taylor Pfaff. She steps back in. Alexis Ellison says she's ready. Here we go. And it's a strike, 1-2 the count, one ball, two strikes, and the pitch, and drilled to center, but right there in center field for Clark County is Fox. Allison Fox brings it in, and that'll retire Monroe City. And at the end of one, we are tied at 0. And this time around for Clark County, it'll be Olivia Miller, Ashlyn Ebling, Blair Webster at the plate. Want to take a minute to thank our good friends sponsoring this, Andy's Maytag, Buford Seed Solutions out of Cocoa, C&R Supermarkets, Cahokia and Edina, and Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Memphis, Lancaster, Cahokia, and Queen City. The folks that make it happen, some great sponsors. We appreciate all they do for us here at KMEM. As we get ready, back on the mound for Monroe City, Lucy Pratt. Infield is taken. They're back around. And Olivia Miller steps to the plate. Looks to Coach Parker and says, "What do you want?" He gives her the sign. She steps in. And the top of the second is ready to roll. First pitch, right on the outside corner, strike one, 0-1, on Olivia Miller. Second pitch, up high, she goes after it, 0-2. Olivia digs herself a hole, a pitch that was way high, but she bit and went after it. Now she's got to come out of an 0-2 hole. And she slaps another one up high, picked up by White. Turn covering the second baseman covers. Adriana White and J.C. Johnson turn it there. And a ground out for Olivia Miller. Ashton Ebling, first baseman for the Lady Indians, steps in. Blair Webster on deck. If either one of them can reach, it'll be Gloria Shannon. First pitch is a strike. 0-1 on Ashton Ebling. Second pitch, a little high. No luck. 1-1 is the count. Pratt keys it up and takes it right down the first base line, but foul by about 2 feet. Or that one had extra bases written all over it. Ashton Ebling Pratt says, I need a new ball. This one's wet. They trade her out. And Ashton steps back in, and here we go. It was close, but not quite. 2-2. Pratt wanted the pitch, didn't get the call. Another one outside. Now we go to the full count. The payoff pitch to come. Lucy Pratt tees it up, and here we go. And right to the second baseman. Two first to White, and another out. Two up, two down. For the Lady Indians, Blair Webster, the hitter, trying to find a place to stick one through. First pitch way high. One ball, no strikes. That one brings a smile from Pratt. Think it might have got away from her a little bit. She sets, fires right down the pipe, and it's 1-1 to Blair Webster. And another one right down there on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes to Blair Webster. Pratt lines it up. Slap foul down the first base line. Out. Foul ball. Thought it went out of play, but it missed the gate by about a foot. So we reload a new ball. Pratt says, I'm ready. Blair Webster steps in, and the strikeout. Nice pitch by Pratt. Her second strikeout of the night. And we're 1.5 down, and we still have no score from Flower City Park here in Palmyra. Also want to thank the Hometown Journal of Cahokia, Hawkins Harrison Insurance of Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, as well as the Cahokia Media and Cahokia State Bank. Some more folks that make it work for us. And Alexis Ellison heads back to the mound. She takes her one warm-up, the shot down to second. Everybody's set. We toss it around, and here we go. The bottom half of the second inning. And starting us off for Monroe City will be the pitcher, Lucy Pratt, followed by J.C. Johnson and then Kiara Nash. Anybody gets on, it'll be Adriana White. And Ellison says, I'm ready. She rocks, fires. And the first pitch a little bit outside to Lucy Pratt. 1-0 the count. The next pitch, hit right out to shore, right over second, right in front of the center fielder. And a base hit will go into the books for Lucy Pratt. J.C. Johnson steps to the plate. For Monroe City, Alexis Ellison wipes the ball off. And a bunt attempt fouled off down the first base side. 0-1 the count. As she comes to the plate, Alexis Ellison says, I think I want a new ball. That one's a little bit wet. And the strike on the missed bunt. All kinds of action for the Lady Indians anticipating the bunt and the steal. Neither one comes to fruition as we go back to the mound for Ellison. And a shot. Hit the third, and they take it to first. They get her out at first, but J.C. Johnson comes up with it. Or, excuse me, third baseman. Kieran Ash comes through. J.C. Johnson grounds out. Kieran Ash steps to the plate. Runner at second. One out. Kieran Johnson tries to move the runner around. Lady Indians try to shut him down. Fouled off and out of play. And they're trying real hard to hit my Suburban. Missed that time, but I got a feeling it won't last all day. All right, Kieran Johnson. 1-1 count. Next pitch. Popped up. And if you couldn't hear it, it was on the bleachers right behind me. So an 0-2 count on Kieran Johnson. And another one fouled off. She's trying real hard to hit my car, I can tell it. Still a 1-2. Count on Kieran Johnson. Or Kieran Nash, I'm sorry. Kieran Nash. A ball on that pitch. So now we're 2-2 for Kieran Nash. And a shot to third. Pick it up over to first. She's out. Runner advances to third. She's in there safe. So with two outs, Monroe City has a runner at third. Trying to get some runs on the board. Adriana White steps to the plate. Runner at third. Monroe City trying to take the lead for the first time in this game. And a good swing on a great pitch by Ellison. But it gets by Adriana White. 0-1 the count. And the changeup fools her up. Way out in front of it. 0-2 the count. Lady Indians trying to get out of this inning without any runs. Get the bats going themselves. And the pitch fouled right straight back, and it remains 0-2 on Adriana White. The pitch, and another changeup fools her all the way around, and a strikeout for Adriana White. Well, that brings us to the end of two. No score here from Flower City Park in Palmyra. We'll take a break. Let our good friends from Misha give you a little info. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
And welcome back to Flower City Park in Palmyra. Kelly Ray alongside with you on KMEM. Clark County Lady Indians softball. We've played two so far. No score from either team. Both teams have had a couple people move around, get around on the bases. Cannot get anybody in. And we started off for Clark County in the third. Gloria Shannon, shortstop, starts us off. Hannah Hill on deck, and Aaron Bash in the hole. First pitch from Pratt is a strike right down the middle. Gloria's seen one now. Can she get it timed up? She's a little out in front and tips it off. 0-2 the count. 0-2 on Gloria Shannon. Next pitch, outside, 1-2. Pratt delivers high and outside, 2-2. Good eye by Gloria Shannon. Holds off on the high heat. Pratt delivers, strike three, perfect pitch right down the outside corner. One down for the Lady Indians here in the top of the third. And our next hitter for Clark County, Hannah Hill, steps to the plate, the designated hitter. First pitch, high, 1-0. Second pitch, high, 2-0. And there's one right by her. 2-1, the count. Nice pitch from Pratt. Had Hannah fooled all the way around. 2-1. Pratt steps right on the rubber and delivers. And another one, right by her. Lucy Pratt's rolling quite well today. Hannah Hill couldn't quite catch up with that one. 2-2. Next pitch outside, and we go to a full count on Hannah Hill. He steps back in, says, I'm ready, here we go. Fouled off, down the first baseline. And we stay at 3-2 on Hannah Hill. Erin Bash will be up next. Should she get on, we go back to the top of the order and Alexis Ellison. Lucy Pratt rocks, delivers, high and a walk. So one down, one on for Clark County. And we're going to have a courtesy runner here. As Coach Parker says, we're going to send a courtesy runner in. As we get set to go with Erin Bash at the plate. We get everything lined out with our home plate umpire. He gets ready. Looks to the mound and says, let's play ball.
Good job.
First pitch. A little high and outside. As Erin Bash steps back in, a shot. Chopper too short. Tough play. Shortstop comes with it over to White. Great job. Audrey Youngblood, fantastic play. Tough ball to handle, a hard chopper. She picks it up on the second bounce on the charge and fires it over to first. Adriana White comes up with it. And a ground out in the books for Bash. As we go to the leadoff hitter, Alexis Ellison. First pitch, a little bit high. And a 1-0 count on Alexis Ellison. And it's chopped, foul ball. Chopped right in front of the plate. Catcher fires up, jumps up, grabs it, and it was just foul. So a 1-1 count on Alexis Ellison. Next pitch a little bit high. So we'll go on 2-1 count. Yeah. And that one was right by her, 2-2, trying to take third. They've got her all the way up. A little hesitation if the ball got by the catcher, then drives the head to third, and the catcher comes up with it quick, fires it down there, and she's out. And that'll end the inning for the Lady Indians. After 2.5, we're still at no score from Flower City Park. We want to take a minute to thank our friends, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks of Cahokia, and Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. Lady Indians head back out in the field. Alexis Ellison had just at bat. She had to stop, pick up her gear. She heads out. She'll take her normal one warm-up pitch. We'll fire down to second, and we'll be ready to go with Monroe City batting here in the bottom half of the third. It will be Abigail Smith to lead off. Then we go to the top of the order. Carly Youngblood, Mackenzie Moss, and if anybody gets on, Audrey Youngblood. And the meeting of the minds of the infield breaks up. And we go to Abigail Smith for Monroe City to lead off. First pitch right by her, strike one, 0-1 in the books. Next pitch, another one right by her. Alexis Ellison getting her groove going here in the third. 0-2, what will she do on the third pitch? And another one right by her. Alexis Ellison. On a roll as Carly Youngblood steps up. Center fielder for the Lady Panthers. And hit deep. And between the left and center, the left fielder calls it. She says, I'm here. Aaron Bash says, bring it in. And two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Clark County looks to get one more and set Monroe City down without any runs. As the catcher, Mackenzie Moss, steps in, first pitch outside. Ellison steps back in. First, next pitch, fouled off. Foul tip and a 1-1 count. Evens up the count. Alexis Ellison looking to work quick. She rocks, fires, and the changeup. It fooled her. One ball, two strikes on Mackenzie Moss. She slaps one to right. Right fielder comes in on the fly, says, I got it. Blair says, it's all me. Blair Webster brings it in. And a 1-2-3 inning for the Lady Panthers. Clark County sets them down, 1-2-3. And that'll bring us to the end of the inning. While we've got a chance, let's take another 30 seconds here, Dave. This is KMEM Sports.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
And back in Flower City Park in Palmyra, Class 2 District 5 softball action. The Clark County Lady Indians today facing one of the tougher teams in the state, the Monroe City Lady Panthers. And after three innings, we're tied up at zero for Monroe City. Lucy Pratt back on the mound in the circle. She's pitched quite well so far. Looks to continue it right here. One or two warm-up pitches, and we'll be ready to go. And for Clark County, it's going to be the top of the order. As the last batter was the leadoff hitter, the last batter of the third inning. So it looks like Allison Fox will get us started. Oh, check that. I'm sorry. It is Alexis Ellison. Last out, the last inning was the girl at third. Okay. So Alexis Ellison starts us in the fourth. The pitcher and leadoff hitter bunts one, foul. Nobody there, and an 0-1 count on Alexis Ellison here in the fourth. Oh and one on Ellison, and she steps back in. Pratt toes the rubber, looks home, fires, and a shot. I mean, over the center fielder's head to the fence into second. Ellison is in there safe with a double. Nice hit. That hit at the base of the wall in dead center. Here, let's at Flower City Park. It says Lady Panther softball in dead center. That hit right under the D in Lady Panthers, about a foot up on the fence, actually. So a double to start the inning for Ellison. And a bunt attempt from Allie Fox goes foul. So 0-1. Games this big, if Coach Parker can generate some runs out of that leadoff double, it could be huge. Neither team really getting the bats fired up. And a throw down to third. Nobody going, and the shortstop takes it off the shin to protect it, to keep it from going into left field. A lucky break for Monroe City there. 1-1 in the count. And the pitch, a little bit outside. It'll be 2-1 to Allie Fox. Nobody out. Runner on second. The pitch. A little running slap, but gets it down and dropped. And Ellison trying to come home, hit the ground, and folks, on dry weather, that would have been a run. She tries to slide in and hit the ground and just stuck. So Alexis Ellison thrown out at home. The runner does advance. Allie Fox did advance to second on the throw to home. So now we look to Allie Hayden to see if she can get the runner around. So Allie Fox at second. Allie Hayden trying to bring her around. And the low throw gets away at third, and Allie Fox comes in to score the first run for the Lady Indians. It is now 1-0 Clark County in the bottom of the fourth. So Alexis Ellison thrown out at the plate. Allie Fox advances to score. And the first pitch fouled off. in the middle of the street for Allie Hayden. And the top of the fourth is shaping up to be a big inning for Clark County. First runs of the night scored right here. Pratt delivers. And right off the end of the bat, a dribbler to second over to first, and they get Allie Hayden. All right, Olivia Miller will step to the plate for the Lady Indians. Clark County with a big run, 1-0 lead for the Lady Indians. And the top of the fourth, that pitch is just a hair outside. 1-1, no strikes. Pratt rocks, fires, flapped up and foul, and oh! Hey, somebody go thank that light for being there, because if it wouldn't hit that light, it was right in the middle of the hood of my vehicle. I like it. That foul went right off one of the lights here, right behind home plate. You'd think after yesterday I would have learned not to park there, but oh well. Next pitch outside, and it goes 2-1. The count for Olivia Miller. Lucy Pratt in the circle, looking to fight back after the first run of the ballgame was scored. There's a shot deep center, another one to the base of the wall. And Olivia Miller in 2 seconds with a double. As Ashton Ebling looks to get something done here, a base hit, scores her from second, and a huge 2-0 lead for Clark County if they can get her around from second. First pitch right on the outside stripe. Good pitch by Pratt. 0-1 the count. And the second pitch, a carbon copy of the first. No balls, 2 strikes. Ashton Ebling trying to generate some offense. Coach Parker gives her the signs. The pitch outside. Smart pitch there by Pratt. She saw two outside right on the corner, let him go right by. Throw it a little outside, see how well she's protecting. But she didn't bite. And there's one fouled off, and it'll remain 1-2. On Ashton Ebling. There's a base hit between center and right. One more run in and a stand-up double into the books for Ashton Ebling. And Clark County takes a 2-0 lead this time of year against good ball teams. Two runs can be huge. Our Lady Indians looking pretty solid right now with a 2-run lead. Monroe City meets at the mound. They get everybody scheduled and set, get them all on the right page. And Blair Webster steps to the plate with 2 down. And the first pitch from Pratt, up high, 1-0. The count on Blair Webster. Next pitch, high and outside, 2-0. And timeout. Catcher getting together with her pitcher. Make sure their signal's right. Everybody's on the right page. She's back. She's set. Blair Webster steps in. The pitch. Strike right down the pipe, 2-1. Pratt sets, pitches outside, 3-1. Good eye by Blair Webster. And the next pitch, strike. There's the one right on the outside stripe once again. Pratt's done a good job of keeping everything right on that outside line. Hasn't been a whole lot down the middle. Next pitch from her. Oh! And it was a swing and a miss. The ball gets away from the catcher. She picks it up, throws it to first, and retires Webster on the strikeout. But Clark County manages to come up with two big runs in the top of the fourth. As we thank our friends once again, Andy's Maytag in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, and Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City. Alexis Ellison back to the circle for the Lady Indians with a two-run lead. Can the Lady Indians hold Monroe City down here? One pitch down to second, and let's play softball. A new look for Clark County here, first time in this game. They take the field with a lead. Hope they can maintain that lead for Monroe City. In this inning, it'll be Audrey Youngblood, Taylor Pfaff, and Lucy Pratt. If anybody should reach, J.C. Johnson. So the bottom of the fourth, we start off, and a shot to dead left center. And with nobody out, Monroe City has a runner in scoring position on the double by Audrey Youngblood. As Taylor Pfaff steps to the plate. Good. Looks to advance the runner from second. Clark County jumps out to a new 2-0 lead, and Monroe City tries to make it up in a hurry. First pitch by Taylor. Good changeup. Out a little early. Strike one, 0-1. With a count on Taylor Pfaff. The next pitch, right down the middle, drilled to left, and right there, Aaron Bash with a great catch and a fly out to left for Taylor Pfaff. Lucy Pratt, the pitcher, left-hander, steps up. Alexis Ellison eyes it over, and she comes with the first pitch up high, 1-0. Here we go. Back to the rubber. Here's Alexis Ellison, the pitch. Right down the middle, 1-1. Lucy says, we're set. She steps back in. The pitch. Fouled off and out of play. Right between first and third and out of play. A 1-2 count on the pitcher, Lucy Pratt. Oh, yeah. Nice pitch right on the outside corner. Freezes her. And there's the first out of the inning for Monroe City. Second out, I'm sorry. And the first pitch, it's a ball to J.C. Johnson. Allison sets, delivers, and right by her, 1-1. And another one right by her. Alexis Ellison getting that groove. And when she's on, as good a pitcher as you can ask for. And that one right by her. Shot to first. Our first baseman picks it up. Ebling says, I got it. Tags the base, and she's out. And an inning over, a ground out for J.C. Johnson. And at the end of four, 2-0, Clark County will take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
And welcome back to Flower City Park, Palmyra, Missouri, Class 2 District 5 softball. Monroe City and Clark County, our Lady Indians, in a battle right now. Clark County managed in the last inning to pick up two runs. They have a two-nothing lead over Monroe City. Try to add to that here in the top of five. All kinds of action tonight on KMEN. Schuyler County softball from districts. Scotland County football from Harrisburg. Clark County football from Monroe City. I'm going to get a double dose of Clark County and Monroe City. I got it here in softball this afternoon. This game is over. I fly down to Monroe City and meet up with my good buddy Andy Middleton and cover some Indian football from Monroe City. Next pitch fouled off. 0-2 the count on Gloria Shannon. Clark County trying to build on a lead here. Can they get it done? Not on that pitch. Outside, one ball, two strikes. Lucy Pratt looking to set the Lady Indians down. Next pitch up high. 2-2. And there's a shot down the line, but a foul ball. It'll stay 2-2. And Gloria Shannon steps back in. See if she can straighten one out. Not on that one. It's up high. And count goes full. Monroe City faithful not too happy with that call, but it was right a little high. And there's one right straight by her. It didn't matter. And that's a strikeout for Gloria Shannon. Up next, Hannah Hill, designated player. Aaron Bash on deck as they should get on. We'll be back to Alexis Ellison. First pitch right down the middle. 0-1 to Hannah Hill. Pratt delivers. One in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Anna Hill trying to get one she likes and straighten it out, put it in play, make Monroe City play defense. Not on that one. She swings right through it on the changeup. One ball, two strikes on Anna Hill. And that one's up high and outside. 2-2. Anna gets the signals from Coach Parker. Rock fires outside. And a full count to Hannah Hill up high. And a walk for Hannah. And a designated pinch runner in for Hannah. As Aaron Bash steps up. Runner on first, one out. Clark County trying to add to their lead. That pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 on Aaron Bash. The next pitch from Pratt. Chop right in front of the plate. It's going to be tough, but they get her over to first, advance the runner to second. Two down. Two outs for the Lady Indians, but a runner at second in scoring position. As we go to the leadoff hitter, Alexis Ellison. Her last time up, a deep shot right off the base of the fence. If she gets another one, Clark County adds to the lead. And the first pitch right down central.
Well, we seem to have lost our connection with Kelly down there at Palmyra. In the meantime, you're listening to KMEM Memphis, Missouri. We'll see if that's Kelly back with more right after this.
Hi, and welcome back to Flower City Park. We lost connection there, as we did. Ashton Emily, or excuse me, Alexis Ellison gets a base hit, infield hit, advances the runner to third. Runners on first and third for Allie Fox. She looks, the runners are safe as Ellison advances to second, steals second. They throw down to third. Runner is back. And we try the slap bunt from Allie Fox, and she got a little anxious, fouls it off. She knows that was one she'd like to have back.
Go, Allie.
And there's a punt. But she's safe. And the run scores. Clark County takes a 3-0 lead. And down the line, she went. Allie Fox hustling all the way. Great bunt. Monroe City comes up with it. Fires to first, but a little bit short. The runner scores from third. And they're at first and third with two outs. And Allie Hayden at the plate. As Fox trots down to second. That puts runners at second and third. For Allie Hayden. And this pitch is not going to do it. It's outside. And a run down between second and home. The ball gets away from third. She scores. And Clark County advances the runner, Allie Fox, to third. That's how you manufacture runs. Good job, Coach Parker. He had her walk down the line, had Ellison walk down the line and dare them to throw it. They did. She dives back in to third. The run throw gets away. Ellison jumps up, heads home, makes it easily, and Fox advances to third. There's a strike right down the middle from Pratt. Allie Hayden looks to see if she can put one in play and bring another run home as Clark County has taken a 3-run lead in the top of the fifth. This pitch outside. As Allie Hayden steps back in, that pitch up high and draws a walk. For Allie Hayden, as Olivia Miller comes to the plate. Coach Parker says, want a courtesy runner. Let her get her gear on, get ready. as Coach Parker talks with his runner on third, Allison Fox, and his hitter, Olivia Miller. Olivia, I ground out to first. And right down the middle, strike one. A double the last time she was up. If she can come and connect again, look out. And there's a shot, and another run will score. A shot to left field. And Olivia Miller delivers on a base hit. And it's now another big run across the plate. It's actually 5-0 Clark County. Scoreboard a little bit behind. They still got it at 4, but we've got it at 5. The official score has it at 5. 5-0. And there's a strike right down the middle to Ashton Ebling. And that one in the dirt and outside. Runners at first and second. Ashton Ebling at the plate. 5-0. Clark County lead. And the pitch high, just about got away. Great play by the Monroe City catcher, Mackenzie Moss. She is a dandy, one of the best catchers I've seen in a long time. Hopped up and made a great catch there to save it. There's one right down the middle. Brad delivers and fouled off down the first baseline and out of play. So a full count. 2 outs. Moving on the pitch. Here we go and fouled off. Full count, 2 down. 5-0 lead Clark County over Monroe City. Runners will be going with the pitch. And here it is. And she does put it in play down to the third baseman. Over to first. And she's out. Good job. Adriana White hangs on. Lost her balance on the stretch, but she held on. The runner is out. That'll end the inning. But not until Clark County puts a couple more across and a 5-0 lead. A huge lead the way this ball game has been played so far. So Clark County in command. Our thanks go to, again, Andy's Maytag in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions at Cahokia, CNR Supermarkets, Cahokia and Edina, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, Hometown Journal of Cahokia, Hawkins Harrison Insurance of Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, the Cahokia Media, Cahokia State Bank, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canton, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, and Trump Trucks of Cahokia, as well as Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. So Clark County back to the field with a 5-0 lead over Monroe City. Monroe City needs to get some runs generated and in a hurry. The bottom of the fifth, we look, the first pitch. Fouled off and out of play. As we look, Kiara Nash, Adriana White, and Abigail Smith. The batting order for Monroe City. And a shot right by the second baseman into center field. They'll bring it back in, hold her to a single. Not a single. We're going to books to Kieran Ash. Adriana White steps up. Alexis Ellison in her groove on the mound, fouled straight back. And an 0-1 count on Adriana White. Alexis Ellison adjusts her face mask. Now we're set. She delivers and fouled off. 0-2 the count on Adriana White. A fastball, a changeup. I'm betting that Ellison comes with the heater right here and try to blow it by her if she doesn't waste a pitch first. And that's exactly what she does. High, waste one to see if she go after it. White holds off. Ellison gets her signal. She says, yep, that's the one I want. Here we go. And right by her, the strikeout. Abigail Smith. Check that. We got a change. We'll go to Kylie Cobble. She will step up as the left-hander for Monroe City. Our officials get our official scores lined out. Make sure they know we've got a replacement here as Kylie Cobble comes to the plate for Monroe City. All right, paperwork is done. Everybody's set. Home plate umpire looks to Alexis Ellison and says, you can pitch. She does. First one a little bit low. Ball one. Alexis Ellison in the circle, winds and delivers right down central, 1-1. Next pitch, fouled straight back. And a 1-2 count on Kylie Cobble. Ellison winds, delivers, and high, and a good job by Allie Hayden to bring that one in to keep the runner at first from advancing. So a 2-2 count on Kylie Cobble. Ellison rolls by right down central. What a pitch. And a strikeout in the book. Kylie Cobble will take a seat. Two down. As Alexis Ellison heads back to the circle, trying to retire the side on strikeouts. As the leadoff hitter, Carly Youngblood, steps in. And right down the middle of her strike, 0-1. And the pitch, chopped to second, up, scoop to first, and gets out. And 1-2-3, there they go. And Clark County closes the inning. Shutting down Monroe City and remain on top, 5-0. I have to go to the top of the sixth. Blair, Gloria, and Hannah, it looks like. Blair Webster, Gloria Shannon, Hannah Hill. As Lucy Pratt heads back to the mound, or the circle, I guess I should say, for Monroe City. We go into the sixth, Clark County with a 5-0 lead. Yeah. Try to hold it up, play some defense. six outs away from a big win for the Lady Indians if they can hold them right here. And it looks like Audrey Youngblood will be the new pitcher. She steps in, gets a few warm-ups. We toss it down to second, and we're ready to go with the top of the sixth. The pitching change for Monroe City to start the sixth inning. As I said, Audrey Youngblood will move in to the pitcher spot. After playing shortstop, we switched some things around. The umpire says we're ready, let's go. And Blair Webster starts it off for Clark County. The first pitch outside, 1-0. Audrey Youngblood delivers the second pitch. It's low, 2-0. Youngblood does a little groundwork around the pitching rubber. Get her footing right. She rocks, fires, and outside. 3-0 to Blair Webster. Youngblood delivers. And outside, four pitches and a walk. Blair Webster. With the walk, Gloria Shannon steps to the plate. There's one right down central. Oh, and one. The count on Gloria Shannon. And another pitch right by Shannon. Nice pitch on the changeup. These Monroe City gals have done a great job, as well as Alexis Ellison tonight. Bring the heat, then throw the changeup, keep the batters off balance. Gloria behind on that one. Now she's set. She said, all right, let's see what we can do here. She slaps one, goes down to the second baseman. A bobble there. They get her at first, but she advances the runner to second. One out. Emma Ross steps in the bat for Clark County. And Coach Parker doing some substitutions as well, changing things around as Youngblood delivers. And Ross right by it. An 0-1 count to get us rolling for the senior. That one's a little low. She lays off of it. And a 1-1 count to Emma Ross. A runner at second. One out. Clark County with a 5-0 lead. And she fouls this one off right straight back off the fence. Here in the top of the sixth, 1-2. One out, runner at second, Clark County. Emma Ross lays off, and it'll be 3-1. Oh, excuse me, 2-2. He called it a strike. My apologies, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off in the trees, and we'll stay at 2-2. Emma Ross battling away. Audrey Youngblood. And a changeup gets her. The strikeout will go in the books. Aaron Bash. Steps to the plate, the left fielder. fouls one straight back right at me. Boy, I about had to eat that one. Clark County, 5-0 lead. Looks to build on that lead right here. A runner in second, but two out. A base hit from Aaron Bash right here. Could make it a 6-0 lead. And there's a hit to center, but the center fielder's there. Calls it in, and that'll retire the Lady Indians in the top of the sixth. And halfway through six, it is still 5-0 Clark County. Well, let's take a break right here for 30 seconds to get things ready to go for the Monroe City bottom half of the sixth inning. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Well, an upset in the making here at Flower City Park in Palmyra. Clark County heading into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Clark County up 5-0 on Monroe City. As Monroe City heads to the plate, it looks like it will be Mackenzie Moss to start us off for Monroe City. Mackenzie Moss, Audrey Youngblood, and Taylor Pfaff in that order. Alexis Ellison on the rubber still for Clark County. In the six, Mackenzie Moss, Audrey Youngblood, Taylor Pfaff. Yeah. Anybody should get on. Lucy Pratt will come to the plate. Right now, Ellison's just worried about Mackenzie Moss at a 1-1 count. And the pitch fire at a 1-2 count on Mackenzie Moss. One-two pitch, grilled into left, over the head of the left fielder. That's going to be at least a double, and they'll hold her at second. So a leadoff double for Mackenzie Moss in the sixth. Audrey Youngblood will step to the plate. Taylor Pfaff on deck. Trying to get something going for this Monroe City Lady Panther offense. Haven't got much generated all night. Clark County has managed to score 5. And there's a shot to third. Over to first. Got her. Advance the runner to third, but get the out. And one out in the books. Still a 5-run lead for Clark County. Ellison sets, fires, and a little high. Isabel Clark, the batter now, she came in to catch that last inning with the player and pitcher changes. So this is Isabel Clark. And a 2-0 count. And the Clark County infield says, let's go calm our pitcher down, have a little talk, a meeting at the mound. And everybody says, hey, we're all right. We got a 5-run lead. Just relax. Throw it hard. The runner on third means nothing. If you give up the run, you give up the run. But get the outs. One out so far in the bottom of six. As Alexis Ellison heads out, sets, and a strike. Tried to check her swing, couldn't quite do it. And a 2-1 count. Ellison sets, fires, up high, 3-1. Isabel Clark, the junior catcher, sets herself in the batter's box, gets ready, fired from Ellison, up high, and a walk. Runners at the corners with one out. And Coach Parker says, timeout, I want to have a talk with my pitcher and my infield. As he does, gives me the opportunity to thank our good friends at Andy's Maytag in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets at Cahokia and Edina, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, Hometown Journal in Cahokia, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency in Kirksville, Edina, Lancaster, Memphis, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media, the Cahokia State Bank, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canyon, and Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks of Cahokia, and Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia. And we have a pinch runner coming in for Monroe City. As Coach Parker talks to the umpire, says we're still set. We just had to calm her down, make sure all his gals are on the same page. A good commanding 5-0 lead, but runners at the corners for Monroe City with only one out here in the bottom of the sixth. More softball coming up here shortly from Palmyra. We won't have it here, but Palmyra and Highland face off in the second game to see who gets to play the winner of this game tomorrow. Right now, it looks like it's the Clark County Lady Indians with a 5-0 lead over Monroe City. And a base hit to left field. One run scores. Runners at first and second for Monroe City. Lucy Pratt delivers. As J.C. Johnson steps to the plate, one out, runners on first and second, 6-1 ball game. That pitch a hair inside. Alexis Ellison did not agree. She thought she had the strike, but our home plate umpire says, nope, it's inside, and it's 1-0. Here's the next pitch, outside and high. And Ellison trying to calm the nerves. 2-0 count. This pitch, again, high. 3-0. Ellison steps back behind the circle. Collects her thoughts, steps back up. Here we go. The pitch. And it's a ball. The bases are loaded for Kiera Nash. Bases loaded, 6-1 ball game. Alexis Ellison on the rubber and the pitch. It's the second. Flip to first, two out, one run scores. 6-2, Clark County. Two outs. Adriana White steps up. Strikeout. Both times she's been up so far today, and one right by her there. Oh, no balls, one strike. Adriana White, the first baseman for Monroe City. This senior looks, and another one right by her. up around the eyes, and White goes for it. Now here comes Ellison. Watch the change up here. And it was there, right down center, and a strikeout. So, after six, we've got one inning left. Clark County tries to build on their 6-2 or 5-2 lead. I'm sorry, 5-2 lead for Clark County. As they head out, we'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Community Bank of Memphis knows that 4-H makes a world of difference. Today's 4-H offers more than 200 project areas in science, citizenship, and healthy living. 4-H helps youth from ages 5 to 19 learning by doing. 4-H prepares America's youth to make a positive impact in their communities and the world. Join us in honoring and supporting 4-H. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And back to Flower City Park, Palmyra, Missouri, Class 2 District 5 softball. Clark County with a big lead over Palmyra. As we head in, Alexis Ellison will lead us off. And the seventh, the 1, 2, and 3 batters for Clark County. She's hit the ball hard every time today. That pitch high and outside, 1-0 on Alexis Ellison. The next pitch, outside and low, 2-0. Ellison sets, as does Youngblood. She rocks, delivers, and right by her. 2-1, the count on Alexis Ellison. She's now had 3 pitches to look at this pitcher. See if she can get dialed in. That one's on the inside, but a little too far inside, and a 3-1 count to Alexis Ellison. Allison set, Youngblood set, the delivery. Outside and a walk, a leadoff walk for Clark County. Allie Fox steps to the plate for Clark County. Lady Indian center fielder. That's the delivery. High, trying for a second, and whoa, what a play by the shortstop to pick that one up. So now a runner in scoring position with nobody out for Clark County. Ball inside and low. 2-0 to Allie Fox. And the delivery. And a slap bunt dies right in front of home, and she's there. Oh, he called her out. I thought she was there, but they say she's out. But it advances the runner. One out, a runner on third. As Allie Hayden steps up to the plate. A chance to build on that lead. Ball a little bit low. 1-0 to Allie Hayden. Hayden set the pitch right down central and a 1-1 count. Hayden trying to force the run in from Alexis Ellison, who stands at third, ready to roll. Allie Hayden tries to make contact. That one's outside and high. And a 2-1 count. And the pitch. Fouled off. Foul play down the first base line. No play. So a 2-2 count on Allie Hayden. Allie Hayden, the senior. Catcher's done a fine, fine job for these ladies all year long. He looks. And a hit. In the gap. Center fielder catches it. And Ellison tags and scores. Hayden does her job. Gets the sacrifice. As we look to Olivia Miller. And the first pitch to Miller, dead center. Right down the heart of the plate. As she steps back in. A base hit to left, her last time up. Looks to add on to her pitching, her batting average right here. That one's high and outside. And we're at 1-1. Miller steps in, Youngblood toes the rubber, rocks, and fires. And a shot down the third baseline. Third baseman up with it over to White and retires her. That'll retire the Lady Indians in the top of the seventh. A big 6-2 lead for Clark County as we head to the last at-bat for Monroe City. Can they hold them? If Clark County can get three outs here, they advance to tomorrow's game against the winner of Highland and Palmyra. Got to get three of those outs first. As Alexis Ellison heads back out to the circle, she says, I'm ready. Does a little dirt work in front of the pitch and rubber. As soon as she's ready, she'll get her one warm-up toss, as is her custom. Into her, the throw down to second, right on the money. Nice shot. Woo. And from Monroe City. They send him up. Abigail Smith will be the number nine hitter, followed by Youngblood, Mackenzie Moss, and Carly Youngblood, Mackenzie Moss, and then Audrey Young. First pitch right down the heart, 0-1. Alexis Ellison, pitch number two. Little Texas leaguer right over second base for a base hit. And Monroe City has the leadoff hitter on. As we hit the top of the order for Monroe City, Carly Youngblood, Mackenzie Moss, Audrey Youngblood, in that order. Monroe City trying to mount a big comeback. Down four, bottom of the seventh, Alexis Ellison winds and a strike to start it off. 0-1 on Carly Youngblood. We're set. The pitch outside. Good job. Nice job by Allie Hayden containing that one, keeping it from going to the fence and letting the runner advance to second. The pitch and a shot to left, but right there, sitting back and waiting. Aaron Bash. Nice catch by Bash. Very, very, very versatile, good left fielder for Clark County. Saw her in a game this year against Scotland County, robbed two big hits on fantastic catches and great throws afterwards. One down now. Two more outs to go for Clark County. First pitch popped up, and the center fielder is there, says, I got it. Two down. And Monroe City is down to their final out. Trying to mount a four-run comeback. Monroe City, Audrey Youngblood. To the plate. She's set. She's ready. So is Ellison. First pitch high. 1-0. Well, what can the freshman get done here? And the next pitch up high. Oh, I throw down to first. It was close, but not quite. A great throw down to first by Allie Hayden. Just about caught her. And go back to Alexis Ellison on the mound. And a foul ball out of play. 2-1. The count. The pitch from Ellison. Popped up. Left side. Not quite. Can't quite make the catch. And a 2-2 count. The young one. So it's two out. 2-2 count. A 6-2 ball game. Clark County with the lead over Monroe City. Audrey Youngblood, the freshman at the plate for Monroe City. She digs in. Ellison rocks, fires right down the first base line. The second baseman there, takes the plate. And Clark County pulls it off. A 6-2 upset of Monroe City from Palmyra. We'll take a 30-second break, come back and wrap it up. This is KMEM Sports.
New sources of power that help heat your homes and keep businesses thriving. Up-to-the-minute knowledge that brings about new ways of being efficient that saves you and your family money. Because of you, Touchstone Energy Cooperatives are constantly seeking new solutions. Great things lie ahead. And what's here today has never been better.
Well, the upset has been pulled at Flower City Park in Palmyra. The Clark County Lady Indians with a 6-2 victory over Monroe City. A very solid Monroe City team, but Clark County puts the bats in motion and gets things done when they can. Great night to be an Indian. I'm going to go be an Indian here myself pretty quick as I head to Monroe City. Andy Middleton will have the Clark County Monroe City football game in just a few minutes. As soon as I get there, I'll join him for color. But as we leave here tonight, congratulations to a great Monroe City team on a fine season, and Clark County gets to play again tomorrow. One more time, we're going to let you know the folks that make it happen. Andy's Maytag in Cahoka, Buford Seed Solutions of Cahoka, C&R Supermarkets Cahoka and Edina, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri in Cahoka, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, Hometown Journal of Cahoka, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahoka, the Cahoka Media, Cahoka State Bank, the People's Bank of Wauconda in Cahoka and Canton, and the Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks of Cahoka, and Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahoka. Boys and girls, it was fun. 6-2 Clark County with the big win over Monroe City. Join us tomorrow. Clark County Lady Indians playing for a district championship. Boys and girls, I'm Kelly Ray on behalf of KMEM Sports. We'll see you the next time. This is KMEM Sports.